With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Bob in Alaska has a question about mold on a deck. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I've got a deck. It's about 22 by 14, and it's about 18 inches off the ground on the north side of the house. And just this year, I believe it was, it's 4 years old, we started noticing some green spots on it.
Now, Bob, I see on the screen that you're from Wasilla, Alaska?
Yeah.
Can you see Russia from your deck?
No, not quite.
Well, I mean, you know, they probably can see you, so this could be, in fact, a matter of national pride. We don't want them to think that the Americans don't take care of their decks.
Well, maybe they're shooting mold over here, huh?
Maybe they are. Maybe they are.
What's the best way to get rid of this stuff?
All right. Here's what you need to do. First of all, you're going to need to clean that deck down with a mildicide solution. Now, you can use something as simple as bleach and water. You can use OxyClean, good product, does the job. You can use a product called Jomax. These are all mildicides, and the trick here is how you apply it. You need to actually wash the deck down, let that stuff sit for 10, 15, 20 minutes. That's how it goes to work and kills all of that mildew that's forming on the deck. Then a little light abrasion, sort of a stiff working of it with a broom or a scrub brush, loosen it up, and then a good rinsing. And that's something you're going to have to repeat in your neck of the woods. Probably every 6 months, I would think. Maybe once in the beginning of the season, once towards the end of the season, to keep it looking good. Now, do you have any shade on that side of the deck, or are you getting a lot of sun?
Yes, the north side of the house. That is the shady side of the house.
Yeah, and, you know, that's part of the problem. The more sun you get on that, you know, the less of the moss and the mildew is going to grow. So if you can thin out the tree just a little bit to allow a little more sunshine there, that will actually help a lot.
What about the underside of the deck? You need to hit that with it too?
No, you don't have to worry about that. Just the surface.
Okay, and does it do any good? Can you put any kind of a sealer on it when you're done cleaning it?
You can put a sealer on it. What we would recommend for that is a solid color stain. Has there ever been anything on this at all?
Well, it's deck wood. It's the brown treated deck wood.
Right.
There has been nothing put on it.
All right, so what you might want to think about is using a solid stain. Now, stains come in semi-transparent, clear, and solid color. Solid color is going to do a much better job because it's got more pigment in it. You'll still see the grain that comes through it. It's got some mildicide as well, and it'll look a lot better.
Okay. Well,
right, Bob?
It won't have to do it till next spring because it's covered with about 4 inches of snow right as of today.
Wow.
All right, well, you make sure that when that snow melts that the Ruskies have something good-looking to stare at, okay?
Yeah. Okay, hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888 Money Pit.
Oh, you are on Sarah Palin's hate list right now, Tom.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.